Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Sunday at noon o'clock. The Kansas City Chiefs, they will be at it against the Vegas Raiders, and they will be at Arrowhead, and they're probably going to win. At least I think so. I did pick them to win in our no-prize pick'em challenge this week.
Because they're elite.
And I did not do it just because Danan Hughes is our next guest. I did it because I'm trying to win again. I've won pretty much every week. Danan Hughes is the radio analyst for the Chiefs. You'll hear him on the call here on KMOX on Sunday. Former receiver with us now. Good morning, Danan.
Well, good morning. I didn't think we were going to talk much about the Raiders because I thought we were going to talk about like butterfly ballots and mold count and some other like. Why do we have to talk about the hated Raiders? Like
we don't. Well, we don't.
We can
because
talk.
Because we hate the Raiders.
Do you want to talk about the 2000 election and the hanging chads? We could do that.
So about the Raiders.
Well.
Yeah, what about them?
There's not much. Yeah. Not much about them. You know, any given Sunday is real in the NFL. I'm the first one to say it. I'd love to believe that just like college football and high school football, teams that are supposed to win usually do. But the fact remains is that we have a history. There's been a couple of times, two times specifically since Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback of the Chiefs where the Raiders have beaten us, and both times were surprises. And one of them was on Christmas Day. So I am going to be the first one to say, let's not overlook the Raiders, but they are not a good football team. Geno Smith, I don't know what's changed with him. He's kind of reverted back to what he was when he was with the Jets, and he's thrown the football away. He's thrown 10 interceptions on the season. The person that we have to pay attention to, two people I should say, is Ashton Jeanty, the rookie running back, and Max Crosby, who we're accustomed to seeing and having to account for. But other than that, there's really not much meat on the bone with this game. And based on how we played previously and the fact that we're getting Rashee Rice back, I like our chances.
Yeah, you mentioned Jeanty, and he's interesting because there's been this philosophy in the NFL for a while that you don't want to use your draft picks, your higher up draft picks on running backs because you can, you know, you should be able to find a decent running game. But he was picked number 6 overall. What are your thoughts on him overall and whether or not that was a good pick for them?
Well, I think it's shaping up to be a good pick. If you are any team that may have some deficiencies on other areas of your team, specifically on offense, or you feel like your defense may not be able to hold up for 60 minutes against really strong defenses, really strong offenses, then having a potent run game is usually the remedy. And as we know, most teams that have fared well against the Chiefs, when Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback, has usually been teams that have taken up a lot of the time off the clock and kept Patrick on the sideline. Well, how do you do that? One way, outside of scoring a lot of points, is a run game that takes up a lot of time off the clock. You have a level of physicality that you are instituting against another team. It's the most demoralizing aspect of the game of football is when you cannot stop another team's run game. Like, you're getting literally pushed around, and then now you speed up things for when they do get the ball. What are you going to do with the ball, and how quickly should you score, and how tired is your defense? So all of that comes into play when you have a running back like Genty. So I'm assuming that Pete Carroll would like to use him in that fashion to keep Patrick and Travis and Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy on the sideline. So, yeah, I'm not of the school of thought of it's a wasted pick, because I see guys like Bijan Robinson, and you've seen, obviously Ashton Genty, who's still young in his career, but there are top running backs that have really done well for their teams and have been forces offensively. So, like, I think you just pick the best players that can impact your organization.
It feels like the Chiefs are, you know, they're an elite team, obviously, yeah. And it's taken them, it feels like, a little bit of a slower start, right? Taking them a while to get their feet underneath them this season, at least by Chiefs standards, because they've set the bar so high. But getting Rashee Rice back, being a little bit deeper in the season, does this team look like it is settling back down into that elite team that they've been for so many years now?
Absolutely. I think there's definitely something that we should be happy about, we should be excited about as Chiefs fans, the fact that without Rashee Rice and for a bulk of this time, we didn't have Xavier Worthy, and you guys have heard me say it, take any top two receivers off of any team in the NFL and tell me if they would be 3-3 in the first six games. Now, would I have liked to be 4-2? Would have been kind of more digestible to be 4-2 at this point. That would have been great, but 3-3 is not putting us outside of any of the potential of still getting to San Francisco and representing the AFC in another Super Bowl. Like, we're like, just the fact that we're 3-3, Patrick Mahomes is an MVP candidate or a lead guy. And then as a team, we are favorites to go to the Super Bowl, tells you about how potent we are, but we haven't arrived yet. And to be quite honest, I don't want to be the best team in September. Like, I don't want to be the best team in October. I want to be the best team that's playing the best football in December and carrying that momentum into the playoffs. And that's kind of what we've done all of these years, and that's why we've bode well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is just such a great illustration of the sport of football and how important the quarterback is, and that if you don't have a good one, you have no chance. And there just aren't a whole lot of sports that are like that, where one position is almost everything. That if you've got a good quarterback, you are automatically a contender. And he is so special. It pains me to say it as a Bears fan. He is so special that no matter what, no matter how poorly they've started, there is an opportunity for the Chiefs as long as he is healthy.
Well, absolutely. I also give credit to Andy Reid, because we've seen when Patrick has gone down with injury. Now, we don't hope that that happens, and you know, but the game of football is crazy, and yet we still won games without him. So I'm not saying that the next guy up is going to be as good, and Gardner Minshew is going to be a guy that could lead us to the promised land. Patrick Mahomes is special. He's special for a reason, and we are very, very thankful for having him and having his play be as consistent as it has been. And when you talk about getting better, like, to think that with all the success that he's had, he's still getting better. He's still making good decisions. He's running the ball efficiently. He still leads the team in rushing, which some people look at that as a negative. I personally don't. Those are incomplete passes that would have stopped drives that he's opting to use his legs. And when you are behind in games or you're playing tight games, we're not going to run the ball much. So, like, to think, well, Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt and Breshad Smith need to be better, I don't think the people that make those comments are watching the game, because Patrick is not – they're not, like, opting not to run. They are behind in games that we lost and needed to throw the ball. And you guys have heard me say, every time Patrick hands the ball off, the best player in the league does not have the ball. Hmm. That's as simple as you can make it. So how, if you are Andy Reid or if you're Matt Nagy – how many times a game do you want the best player not to have the ball? That's got to keep them awake every Saturday night. Like, it's got to be like a headache for them to think, gosh, we need to run the ball, but dang, 15 when he has it, like, he's going to make some magic happen. So that's the dilemma that you have when you're trying to have a combination of a good running game and a good and consistent passing game. Having said all that, he is the best player in the league. The fact that this team is 3-3 and he's still a favorite as an MVP tells you a lot about what we have, how special it is. But we got to beat the teams we're supposed to beat, and we got to win at home. That's the recipe since Marty Schottenheimer drilled that into our heads back in the 90s. This is a game we're playing at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, and it's against a team that we're supposed to beat. We got to get it done. And it's against the hated Raiders.
I know you hate the Raiders.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes said he could feel it this week. It felt different at Arrowhead.
Yes, I think so. And he's got a little thing going with Max Crosby, too. They kind of poke the bear at each other. And, you know, Max is you know, tried to be calculated with touching and hitting and pushing Patrick after the whistle or at the whistle. So there's going to be a little game within the game, I'm sure. With Max Crosby, and I have to give him credit.
He's a beast, man.
He is an absolute beast.
Dude.
He doesn't come off the field. He plays every down. He has a motor that doesn't stop. He leads the team in tackles. He leads the team in tackles for loss. He leads the team in sacks, and he's tied for the lead in interceptions. And he's a defensive lineman. Like, that just tells you about how special he is, and we're going to have to account for him. When I played in the 90s, when we played the San Diego Chargers, every time offensively we broke the huddle, we looked around to see where number 55 was, Junior Seau. That's kind of how the respect that you have for Max Crosby. Every time you break the huddle, where is number 98, and do we have anything that will account for him for every individual play?
Danan, just as a player – when a guy is, I guess, you know, a rookie or relatively unknown, how quickly on offense, how long does it take for you to notice that there's a guy on the other side of the ball that maybe you didn't know quite very well? How long does it take you to notice that that dude is a problem? You know, when somebody's really good like Crosby or Seau or somebody like that?
It's relatively quick. Like, you, when you first face that guy, you look at him and you're like, okay, like, I remember when Charles Woodson came into the league, and like, as a wide receiver, first of all, you'd never give a whole lot of respect to defensive backs because you hate them, right?
They don't have any hands.
So, yeah, they're basically wide receivers that can't catch.
That's right.
And so as a defensive back, like, I remember Al Saunders being our wide receiver coach. And he started talking about this Charles Woodson guy, and I was like, yeah, I remember watching him at Michigan, and, you know, I'm a Big Ten guy, so I paid attention to him. And, yeah, he won the Heisman, but this is the NFL. and he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. And then you get on the field and you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe he does know a little bit more. Maybe he is that special. And the coaches recognize it, and then the more and more you watch film and you're just objective. Take away the hate for a defensive back. Take away the bias of wide receivers versus DBs. You just watch the film. You watch techniques, and you see aggressive play, and you see how they impact the game defensively, and then that's when you can give them flowers. I thought Deion Sanders, I saw an interview recently where he mentioned about the difference in defensive backs, specifically corners, and he said the type of player he was versus other corners, there are corners that play the game not to get beat, and then there are players like him and Charles Woodson that play the game to make plays. And that's the difference. Like, Junior Seau was on the field, and based on film study, most of the time he was in places where he wasn't supposed to be. But that's what made him special, because he was where he wanted to be, where he could impact the game and make plays. And if you watch films, you're like, dang, 55, you're not supposed to line up there. You're not supposed to be making that tackle across the field. We're not supposed to be having to account for you. But that's how special guys are, and that's how Max Crosby is.
Dane and Hughes, enjoy the game on Sunday. Again, it is the Chiefs and Raiders, 12 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you next week.
I'm not going to enjoy the game because it's Raider week.
That's
okay.
Right. He'll be
so enjoy that.
What are you going to be doing then?
He's going to be too busy.
I'm going to be avoiding hitting people in the mouth in the booth.
Okay. Well, that's not where you're supposed to do it.
He's supposed to hit him in the mouth.
Yeah, but not up there. You'll go to jail.
Oh.
Be careful.
You guys, but I heard that you guys will bail me out, so I appreciate the
teamwork.
Hell
yeah, man.
We got you.
We'll bail you out.
We got you.
We got you, pal.
Thank you.
All right,
Dane Hughes.
Thank you.
He's the best. Former receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, radio analyst. You can hear him with Mitch Holthus on Sunday. The game is at noon right here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.